Ukraine security issue.
Every last Saturday of November, Ukrainians commemorate victims of the Holodomor, the atrocious act of genocide masterminded and perpetrated by the Stalin regime in 1932 and 1933. The artificial famine killed 10.5 million Ukrainians. 4 million of them were children. Now Russia's new version is again using the tactic of genocide, aiming to exterminate Ukrainians. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a reel which he posted on social networks on the occasion of the tragic anniversary. Moscow once wanted to starve us. The enemies took everything away, leaving behind only death. But they didn't break Ukrainians. In memory of that tragedy, we lit candles every year. Today we light candles again, because Moscow is trying to destroy us, this time by darkness and cold. But our candles are stronger than their darkness. Our flame will not be extinguished. We will defeat death again. Under favorable conditions, the Ukrainian energy system can resume the practice of scheduled outages on Monday. The generating capacities are increasing, Oleksandr Fomenko, director general of the company DTEC, said in an interview on the national telethon. According to him, the current capacities allow for a total of 50% of consumers in Ukraine and 30% in Kyiv City. Oleksandr Kharchenko, director of the Center for Energy Studies, explains that it is currently impossible to provide regular power supply to all consumers. According to him, the national energy system needs 5 to 7 days to return to scheduled outages, but only if there is no new missile strike on the country's power infrastructure. Oleksandr Musienko, a military political analyst, believes that Russian forces target the Ukrainian energy system in order to coerce Kyiv to negotiate peace on Moscow's terms. He does not rule out a series of new missile strikes in the remaining weeks of this year. Our Western partners should give Ukraine not only energy equipment, but effective air defense weapons, Musienko told Ukrainian radio. If they had the political will to give Ukraine Patriot air defense systems, or fighters to shoot down missiles, or additional NASAMS to defend critical infrastructure, then probably they wouldn't have to send us power generators. Then the problem would be solved, that is, it would be prevented. We are very grateful for the generators and transducers. But most of all, Ukraine needs missiles, additional air defense systems, and aircraft. That's the most important. That's what can help avoid the worst-case scenarios, said Oleksandr Musienko. According to Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the president's office head, Russia is still able to launch several more massive missile strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. He believes that it is the only weapon and method of warfare in Russia's arsenal, using which Russia hopes to pressure Ukraine. The Russians are openly discussing this on all platforms. I don't understand why the West doesn't realize it, Podolyak said. Look, a Russian official says in plain language, we are terrorists. We have taken the whole country hostage. We attack its energy system with cruise missiles. We want to kill as many civilians as possible if they don't meet our ultimatums. It's a classical terrorist tactic. But strangely, our partners continue to say, maybe it's worthwhile talking to Russia in the UN Security Council, instead of saying to Russia, either you stop your missile attacks or you will be expelled from the Security Council. Either you give the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant back to Ukraine, or you will be expelled from the International Atomic Energy Agency. That's what we are expecting from our partners, said Mykhailo Podolyak. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed Germany's decision to deploy its Patriot air defense systems to Poland. Stoltenberg said at a briefing in Brussels on Friday that such decisions are normally made at the national level. But sometimes countries need to consult allies because of agreements with end users. According to Mykhailo Samus, a military analyst, This should mean that NATO shifts the responsibility for consequences of military political decisions to national governments and still tries to avoid direct military confrontation with Russia on the battlefield. Germany will not provide the Patriots to Ukraine, unfortunately. They will most likely be deployed to Poland, possibly even close to the Ukrainian border. But I doubt that their German operators will defend Lviv. That would mean direct involvement of Germany and Poland and further of NATO, which the alliance wants to avoid. Said Mykhailo Samus.
Подальшому і альянсу НАТО, а це, наскільки зараз зрозуміло, альянс не хотів би допускати.
Андрій Єрмак, head of the president's office, has reported another successful prisoner swap with Russia. Another 12 Ukrainian defenders are back home from Russian captivity, Єрмак said. According to him, they were taken prisoner while defending Mariupol, the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, and Zmiyiny Island during the first weeks of Russia's invasion.